Good morning. A front pivoted through interior New York and New England overnight, and early this morning, leftover clouds and showers around. But the trend for this activity is to diminish with coverage and intensity. So it does look like while we may have a couple of leftover showers through the early morning period, the trend will be for drier weather, and clouds will eventually break up to reveal a little more in the way of sunshine through the middle of the morning, and mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. It'll remain warm, even behind the front, and even a bit humid, with temperatures today reaching into the middle 70s. A trough of low pressure will approach tonight, so clouds will move back in. It'll be dry through midnight, though we will pick up the chance of showers again towards sunrise, and again, maybe even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder first thing tomorrow morning. Low temperatures tonight will be back into the 50s. So like today, we'll start off tomorrow with clouds, maybe even a shower first thing. Then we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds and an increasing west wind drying us out with temperatures reaching into the mid-70s again. On Sunday, a drier and somewhat cooler push of air will move in with a mix of sun and clouds, not quite as warm, but still nice with highs in the middle to upper 60s. A warm front will approach on Sunday night with a shower possible by Monday morning, then dry with a mix of sun and clouds and increasing humidity Monday afternoon. There is the chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, but not before we make it into the upper 70s. Behind this system, gradually turning breezy and cooler through the middle of next week, still the risk of clouds and a passing shower on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern is expected to persist for much of the central United States and into the Ohio Valley not only today but for the next few days, with hazards ranging from severe thunderstorms and flash flooding to heavy snow. A front is forecast to linger from the southern plains to the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys into the weekend as multiple waves of low pressure traverse the boundary. A deepening upper-level low moving from the Rockies into the southern plains will bring deep southerly flow across the central United States, transporting abundant moisture northward for precipitation. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms are expected today, tomorrow, and Sunday for much of the southern and central plains, the Mississippi Valley, and the Ohio Valley. Severe thunderstorms and flash flooding are both possible from portions of the southern plains to the Ohio Valley. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined this area for an enhanced risk of severe storms. Meanwhile, cold air on the northwestern side of the system will produce a mix of rain and snow from the Rockies into portions of the northern and central high plains today. Heavy snow is possible for some areas in the central and northern Rockies, as well as the adjacent high plains, as colder air spreads south tomorrow. Rain is expected to change to snow across the southern Rockies as well as portions of the southern high plains, with heavy snow once again possible for some areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 46 degrees with a west wind at 41 gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 57, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine near 80, Boston cloudy with showers, then increasing sunshine in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 65, that's 13 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.87 inches for the month and 12.92 inches for the year, which is 2.08 inches above normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days yesterday, with an average temperature of 65 degrees. The average high in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 42. The record high 92 set in 1990, and the record low 25 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:53 a.m., sunset this evening 7:53 p.m., 14 hours of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Clouds back on the increase tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm toward morning with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today becoming breezy with temperatures in the mid-70s. Clouds back on the increase tonight with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm after midnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today breezy and warm with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds again tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm after midnight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today, warm and breezy with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds again tonight with a shower or thunderstorm towards sunrise and lows in the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a morning shower, then a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 60s Sunday. Partly sunny on Monday, warm and humid, upper 70s with a late-day shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Highs in the lower to mid-60s with a few scattered showers. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.